The unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level since July 2008. It's now 5.8%. That news today from the Labor Department. The October jobs report also tells us that employers added 214,000 jobs to payrolls. But if you ask Americans about the economy, they are still mostly unimpressed. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
That payroll number in the story's introduction and the unemployment rate, they are headline numbers, and they get headlines. But if you add in other numbers, we can get a fuller picture of the labor market. We have some economists to help us out. First underlying number, wages. First economist, Linda Barrington from Cornell University. She says wages have been inching up, barely.
Wages and inflation are sort of going hand in hand and have been since the recession. So people aren't feeling like they're getting ahead, even if they have a job.
Part of the reason that wages aren't going up is that there are just so many underemployed people. And as long as there are large numbers of applicants for each available job, employers won't feel the pressure to boost wages. Our next number, the long-term unemployment rate, Barrington says it's still high.
You know, when you see the long-term unemployment numbers, those are people who have not given up, who continue to look for work, who want to work, but for some reason, an employer isn't seeing what they're bringing as valuable enough to hire them.
Those are the people that are hanging in there. Then there are the people who have just given up. They aren't even a part of the jobs picture. That's the next idea, the participation rate.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Job participation rate. That's another problem.
Julie Neiman is with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis.
A lot of people are giving up. They're not even in the numbers. They're not in the count. They've been looking for jobs for so long and can't find the jobs that they're simply not even trying anymore. And that is why you see this number below 6% looking better than it really is.
Neiman says there have also been structural changes in the economy, especially in manufacturing. Many people have been replaced by technology, and we're a lot more productive.
We do more better for less. So they can't go back to jobs similar to what they had previously, nor can they find them out there.
Another number that we need to look at that gets at why people aren't feeling so great about the economy, despite the solid job growth, is what's called the quit rate, which is essentially the rate at which people are quitting their jobs. The quit rate is still relatively low, and our next economist, Tara Sinclair, with the jobs website Indeed, says we actually want more people quitting their jobs.
The reason it's a good thing for people to be quitting their job is because that suggests that they're optimistic about their labor market choices.
And then there's a number of people who have part-time jobs but would really rather be working full-time.
That number is still very elevated, which suggests that even though the employment numbers look pretty good, if people aren't getting the type of job that they want, there's still room for improvement.
Before we finish up, let me restate that all the economists considered that headline number good news. Beth Ann Bovino is chief economist at Standard & Poor's. She says we sometimes forget that back in the recession, 9 million people lost their jobs, and it took a long time to get them back.
I mean, I know we still got further to go, and I'd love to open that bottle of champagne, but I don't want to do it too quick. But I have to say, every time I see 200,000-plus job gains, I feel like we're making one step ahead.
When these underlying numbers get significantly better, that's when people will finally start to feel better about the economy. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.